There we go. Okay, we got dogs barking. We got people coming. Here comes Sir William. We're back this week, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be pretty good. First show in a few weeks. Definitely going to be a lot to talk about. Too bad we don't have Rodney coming on again this week. We need Rodney back for sure. We need the return of Rodney. But yeah. Yeah, man. We're back.
What's up, brother?
Starting the car. Alright. How's it going?
Tired, dude. Fucking sleep a little bit.
Welcome to my last 2 weeks.
I had a party in the last couple week or so, right?
Yeah, last week, yeah. It wasn't too crazy, it just went late. You know what I mean?
Late?
Yeah. It wasn't crazy, it just went late.
Like, what do you mean by late?
Like, when, by the time we got done.
Like, in the morning?
It was like chill, but at the same time we were partying. But it wasn't, like, crazy. You know what I mean? It was kind of weird, you know? Worked out. Then my boy Kyle Busch just tied the all-time NASCAR wins record with 200, maybe like an hour ago. Vegas, baby. Our Vegas drivers just tied the wins record that nobody thought would ever be tied. And his brother got fourth place.
Really?
Kurt Busch, yeah. Oh, yeah, Kyle Busch, one more win and he breaks the record. How crazy is that? As funny as the other set of brothers in the race, they had mechanical issues on their cars. They both had tires got within five laps of each other. Ty Dillon and Austin Dillon. The irony was not lost on me. That's funny, it's St. Patrick's Day, right?
Oh yeah, it is St. Patrick's
Day. Kyle Busch had the only green car in the entire race.
So he forgot about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's why everybody thought it was hilarious. Like, you won the race, because you had the only green car in the race.
Maybe it was luck.
Yeah, look at the Irish. And then, of course, right after the announcer said that, right? He gets a pit road speeding penalty that puts him back in 18th place. However, he was still lucky, you know why? His car number is 18. So he kept going. Even when he screws up, he still got the luck of the Irish. I thought it was hilarious. Then he just gets back in there. There's like two cars like this, right? Mm-hmm. This dude goes from here behind the one that's first away, around both of them. Then the next lap, there's like a car right here. Car right here. Right here, like he's like kind of like behind him, right? He shifts through all three of them. The one guy's like, I ain't seen a move like that since Dale Earnhardt Sr. It was crazy, man.
Good wow. Stuff.
That was the most fun race I've seen in a while, too, with the moves this dude was doing.
Oh my God.
When they put him back in 18th, that's when it got good. This dude. This fucking guy, he was just steamrolled through, like, he was driving like Ricky Bobby to get in that John Gerard. That's how he was driving.
Oh my God.
Then the 2 liter guys are teammates, right? They're like driving against each other, right? Mm-hmm. This dude, while they're driving against each other, he drives around both of them. I thought it was crazy. You think they'd be blocking him? Like, nope. He just. You know, another thing I watched Formula One last night instead of going out. Yeah, I was watching Formula One on ESPN. That was quite the interesting thing. I'm definitely going to be talking about that on the show. Like, the differences between that and, like, the American racing series with, like, how the TV is handled and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Formula One, that's the Indy, right?
No.
Right? Formula One? Indy cars?
Formula One's bigger than Indy cars.
Like, the ones with the...
They go way faster. They go like 300 miles.
I'm not talking about like.
Oh, you mean like design?
Like the Indy cars.
Yeah, like open wheel racing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what those are called, Indy cars.
Yeah, Indy cars are.
That's the ones that have like the Grand Prix and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
There were 300,000 people at the race yesterday for that. And the cars are going from 300 and something miles an hour to like 150 in like a turn. So like from here to that light, they go from like 300 to like 100. I've never seen anything like
that. Well, I mean, yeah, those things are fucking...
Those things are, like, bigger than Indy cars. I mean, they're like way more powerful. Those things are like jets.
Yeah. That's what the name of the vehicle is technically called, Indy car.
Yeah.
It's not like the necessarily like the.
No, Indy car is. Indy car is actually the racing circuit name. That's the name of the circuit, Indy car.
Formula One, F1, Indy cars. That's what they're called.
They are.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Formula One. No, two different races.
No, you're talking about the race. I'm not talking about the race. I'm talking about the vehicle. The vehicle name of the vehicle.
Oh, I'm talking about the organization names.
No, I'm not talking about the name of the vehicle. Like, that's a Mustang, you know what I mean? And that's a Kia.
Oh, that's why I would. Didn't click that.
That was on yesterday?
Yeah. Best part about it, no commercials. There was not one commercial in the whole hour and 35 minute race.
Damn, that'd be longer than that.
And instead of having like all these little jokey segments like they do on the NASCAR or whatever, they take that stuff so seriously. Like, it's like the biggest thing ever. Yeah, the Finnish guy won, Bottas. He's Lewis Hamilton's teammate. He was like the top guy.
I think I saw something about that yesterday. I don't know, because I kind of fell asleep pretty early. I don't know. I saw something on ESPN about that.
Well, it was good.
It was on ESPN, right?
Yeah. And it said no commercials, man. That was the best.
No commercials, holy shit.
I loved it. I'm like, man, there ain't been one commercial. This race is almost over already. But the speeds they're racing at, they almost got to get them over quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they probably do that because of the 1950s or 60s Le Mans disaster where like 80 people got killed in like a wreck. Maybe that's why they do that. Yeah, that was pretty interesting. Then I did like a paint class on Friday. It was Pino's Palais things.
Oh, yeah, the wine and painting?
Yeah.
That's what it is, right? Wine and painting? You drink wine and you paint?
Yeah. You don't have
that's kind of
cool. Well, there's wine and canvas, and then the Pinot's Palette's the main one in town. Wine and canvas is the new one, then there's like another one.
And you drink and you paint?
Yeah.
You can just paint whatever? Or is it like a specific thing?
That's a specific thing. They'll tell you what to do, like with the directions or whatever. So I did that on Friday night. With my latest lady friend.
Okay.
It's going very, very well. We got another one coming up in April that we're doing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The painting thing?
Mm-hmm. And then nice. This weekend we got Monster Jam. We're going to go see Monster Trucks. Because she's into that. She's into auto racing too.
Nice. That's all you need.
Uh-huh. And country music and rock music. Nice. She's like me. She was a rocker that got into country music. So that's kind of how that all started up. And then, we're doing the Brett Young country concert on Friday. Although he's more like a pops type sound. I wasn't a fan of him until I saw his live show. He's like one of those ones who you hear on the radio, you don't think that good, and then you see him live and they're pretty awesome. You know what I mean? One of those types. Like musicians, I mean. Good live performer. So I've seen him just be the fourth time. Two times been at festivals and like one, like a just him concert. That was at the Mandalay Bay Beach last year.
I don't go out that much, dude. Concerts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the next month we're doing NHRA drag racing.
You want to go watch it?
Yep. Oh, I never done that before, but it sounds awesome.
You going to watch it out there at the Speedway?
Yep. Today we're doing Supercross. It's going to be fun, man.
Supercross, oh yeah, that's a dirt bike.
I hadn't seen that since I was a kid, man. I was like maybe 10, 11 years old.
I don't think I've ever watched any of that. I mean, I know what that shit is. I guess if you're like, It's probably gonna be. It's probably cheap to go watch those things.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
$20, $30 probably.
Supercross is the priciest one. At least out of between that and Monster Jam, and I got a deal on both.
Monster Jam, that's the monster truck, right?
Yeah, I only paid like $30 each for those tickets.
That's not bad, dude.
I got the Black Friday deal. Monster Jam and Supercross. From UNLV tickets, they had like a sale. I spent like $200, but like two-thirds of that was Supercross.
Jesus. Supercross.
It was like maybe $210.
Was that
like
the finals or some shit?
It might be. I spent like, it was like maybe $130 with Supercross and the rest was Monster Jam. Which was pretty cheap. Plus the event taxes or whatever. But yeah, Supercross is way pricier.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder why it would be so much more.
I don't know, but maybe I got better seats. I don't know.
Could be. That could be.
But both seats are like in the same section. Same rows. Might be closer for Supercross, maybe. That's probably what it is. That makes sense. Then we're thinking about doing Sonoma for NASCAR in June.
NASCAR?
Yep. And do like one of those wine tours. It's a wine country.
You do a wine and then NASCAR.
Yep. And then go to Zion after. From there.
Oh, shit.
At least that's a tentative game plan.
Not bad.
I guess that thing's going good.
Monster Jam.
Yeah, we're just...
I know. That's like the finals, I think.
Yeah, we were talking about. We're both like automobiles... Like racing and stuff, and like mindless destruction.
Monster Jam.
Yeah, loud rock music. Yeah.
Monster.
Grave Digger's digging graves.
There you go, Grave Digger.
Yeah, he's the main one. And then Maximum Destruction.
He's all, like the Grave Digger's always gonna be in a Monster Jam, man.
Yeah.
I wonder
it's if it's Maximum Destruction. Now it's Max D. Like, what's that? Like a maxi pad with wheels on it or something.
I wonder what's the. Well, isn't there like another one though? Like another big one?
Yeah, Max D. Maximum Destruction. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Wasn't that the biggest one? Bigfoot.
Yeah. Although I looked on their list of trucks and my favorite one's not on anymore. The Canadian Destroyer or whatever his name was.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever the Canadian one was, I fucking love that truck.
There was a dog one too.
Oh, Monster, but that's still on there. There's like a. They don't have the Marvel superhero ones anymore, I don't think. No, they got a zombie one. There's a zombie truck.
Superman? Probably not.
No, nah, they used to have that. I had done Monster Jam in like 4 years or something. I love it when they do the stunts, though. They got.
That's all they do, right? Or is it they race?
Yeah, they race and then they do the stunts, yeah.
Stunts are the best.
Oh, I love the stunts.
There's like another one with a bull, too, right?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
That's gonna be crazy.
Monster Jam. Oh, it's gonna be awesome. And then we got
this shit's gonna be flying around on that thing.
Oh yeah, man, it's crazy, dude. Like the other thing I'm thinking about doing was what was that other one? I don't remember. It was like some sort of the other one we're talking about like Indy 500. That'd be fun to go to. They got like 100,000 people down there.
Indy 500.
Yeah, and Monaco Grand Prix, like we were talking about in the last show. It was like the two.
Those are big ones. Indy 500, jeez. That'd have to be like a road trip for you.
That'd be like a flyout trip.
Experience it.
Because tickets are cheap, man. I looked it up. That'd be easily be feasible for next year. Just fly out there, give some of them cheap $40, $50 seats that they got.
Doesn't really matter about the seating, huh?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Point. Just get those $40, $50 ones, you're good to go. Man, there's a ton of them on there. I was looking up today. I want to see how the price was. Even the ones that are pricier, they even ain't that bad. It's on par with the racetrack here, like maybe $100. Like the best seats. And that ain't bad either.
That's what it's pretty much, just to go there and...
I'd pay the $200.
And tailgate pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's all about. You don't give a damn about the seats. I'm there to drink, baby.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been slowing down on the drink. I didn't drink for 5 days, man.
What?
Yeah.
But you went into wine. You're drinking wine.
Yeah, that's when I first had a drink again. Oh, wait, no. 4 days. Sorry. I forgot about it. I went to Olive Garden with my friend Zoila for dinner on Thursday. took me out for my birthday.
Nice.
It sucks. I found out, her, boyfriend, her and her boyfriend broke up. Like, man, I thought it was going good. Then of course, I screwed up. I thought it was a roommate, but it wasn't.
Oh, wow.
I thought she was going out to do she's living, but she's like, nope. Met him on dating app. I'm like, I told you about them dating apps. Dating apps are like retail. They are for suckers.
Dating apps. Oh my god. Just meet people in real life.
That's
dude.
Hey, look what we're doing, man.
Fuck.
We're the prime examples of that.
Fucking meet people in real life. That's what. Oh, I don't even know. Like,
yeah, we should be right up here.
I feel like. No, it's after the light, right?
Yes, it's out to Hush Puppy.
I feel like anytime.
Representing Hush Puppy up in here.
Oh, I know.
Love that Hush Puppy. They're selling the food.
Oh, I do.
That's how them women get them bloomers and stuff. Eating all that southern food.
I did go out on a date with my chica yesterday, too.
How'd that go, man?
That went really well. We went out at 12:30, then we went to the strip for a little bit.
Nice.
Drank a couple beers, then we went to this Korean barbecue place with a sushi place too, but it's called Baiwan or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. It wasn't bad for like it's an all you can eat Korean barbecue. You have a little thing there, but you know they always say on there don't eat more than you can, don't get as much more than you can eat, you know, because then they charge you for
this one. Oops. This one right here.
It's gonna be passing this church, whatever that is, law office.
It's past the mausoleum over here.
It's gonna be right here.
Nah, I see.
But it's a nice place, you know. And you can eat as much as you want, but if you don't
text
finish
Kyle,
it,
tell them that we're pulling in.
They'll fucking charge you for the leftover fee.
Of course they will.
Then did some.
How about
you know?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
It wasn't bad. It was a great night.
All right. We are on fire.
But you know, it's. It's definitely I don't like spending that much money too.
That's the other thing. doctor's gotten cheaper here lately.
You know,
I still gotta pay off Stagecoach, man.
We also went out to the world's largest dispensary too yesterday too, the Planet 13.
You went to Snoop Dogg's house?
Oh shit! But we both got something too. I think that's what I think.
You gotta find somebody who got some common interest with. Know what I mean?
Oh no, yeah, this one's fucking great, bro. This one's the one I've been seeing since I've told you guys.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that on the show.
But, you know, she's
That's one thing I noticed with the new one, right, man? It's common interest.
Yeah,
man. Auto racing, drinking, rock music.
She actually was drinking more than me today, yesterday, too. I don't really drink that much.
Oh, I'm the drinker, too. That goes without saying.
By the time I was done with my one